Simon Reish Lamed Hey. We saw Sef Aleph for holding in the Mishaburah. Mishaburah. Sef Katan Yud Aleph. So the case over here we're dealing was a case where a person read Kriyat Shema early before the Zman. So, see, he davened Marav early. So he said Birchus Kriyat Shema already. He said Kriyat Shema already, but he was not Yotza the Mitzvah Kriyat Shema. So he should repeat it, he should later on say Kriyat Shema. So the first opinion over here is the Magen Avraham. Then in this situation, you only have to repeat the first two parshiyos. He said, earlier. It's not nighttime, but we're going like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the same way you could daven Ma'ariv early, because it's considered evening for that purpose. So the Magen Avraham says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered evening for the purpose of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim again. In Hegelian and Kriyat Shema lo yotza habizeh zman mishum the akati loves man shkiva who, because Kriyat Shema depends on zman shkiva. But in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashanam chuyavim lahaskar b'layla yotza bizeh zman. But with regards to the halacha of saying Kriyat Shema in the evening, or excuse me, saying Yetzias Mitzrayim in the evening, that you did. So that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Of B'shagas Aryeh, Herek U'masik the Yerushimayim, the Yeshalikris Kriyash Likrois Kol Shalos Parshiyos, Shakriyash Shema Achres Yitzhak Chabim. He says, no, you have to repeat the Parsha of Tzitzis, the Parsha of Sechir Yetzias Mitzrayim, at night time as well. Okay, now, Zag the Mishnebura Sivkat and Yud Beis. So you read Kriyat Shema again below brachas. So the Enkel Alismach Al Kriya Shakara Al Mitos Afili Min Hagar Likris Kol Hashar Parshiyos. Why do you rely on Kriyat Shema Al Mitos? Where you go into, and especially, you know, obviously only if Tom and a person is meaning to read all the parshiyos, not just the first parsha. So why do we need to do that? Why do we need to read it separately besides what we read Kriyat Shema Al Mitos? The main reason why we say Kriyat Shema is as a form of protection that when a person is sleeping, that the different kachos of the mazikim, etc., shouldn't affect the person. So we're afraid the person is not going to have kavana for the mitzvah purpose. Even if you would hold that you don't need kavana for the mitzvah, kavana is a label of the kabbal olah b'amach shemaim b'maro. So you can't assume that the person automatically is going to have kavana when he reads Kriyat Shema Lamita for mitzvah purposes or for kabbal olah b'amach shemaim. He's talking about now. If a person just stam is reading it, a person would specifically read it alamita for that purpose, so then he'd be yotzei. Well, the question was, why do we ask him to read it independently? Just rely on the regular reading. The answer to the regular reading is not going to help him fulfill the mitzvah. The minig is not like the Shulchan Aruch mentioned that you said daven early. The Mishabura says nowadays the minhag is actually to wait till evening, wait till nighttime, and that read it properly. But there's still some places where they daven in mincha marv, like many shuls have over here, that you daven mincha, and then shortly after shkia you daven marv right away. Or at least read Kriyat Shema Lamita with Kavana to be yotzei to the mitzvah and read all three parshiyos. Now, be'ezim akemis yesh minig shabasikin enon karen Kriyat Shema imen tzibur shoskan ad shman hesrei mispalim imohem. So there's some people have a minig that they want to read Kriyat Shema with the brachas in the proper time. So they will daven Shmoneh Esrei with Marav with the Tzibur and say Birchus Kriyat Shema and Shema later on after Hesek Kachavim. Some people do that. Now, when Choshen L'smichas Gula L'tvila, they said that the issue of having Gula being summer L'tvila, Gal Yisrael L'nishman Esrei, is only in the morning. In the evening, it's not Ma'agev. So they prefer to do this. So this opinion also, you get involved, you're still getting involved in the problem that you're going to be davening Mincha and Ma'ariv in one time frame, because davening after Shkia is still not really Lila according to the Shulchan Aruch, and even according to the opinion of the Gra, those the Ga'inim, it's a Safik Lila, it's Safik Yom. So you're davening possibly Mincha and Ma'ariv in the same time zone, the same time frame. So you still have that problem. So the best thing would be to do, if a person can find a way to be able to have a tzibur, which davens Ma'ariv Bezmano. And he tells you to take a look at what he said in the Bir Locha. Says that you daven with the tzibur. So the Gros says that you should be makbid always daven Ma'ariv Bezmano, and that's why in Eretz Yisrael you don't see anything. There's no thing as an early Ma'ariv. Now that their calculation of Seisuk Kachavim is early, is shorter after Shkia than ours is, but even Friday night you don't see that they're davening early Ma'ariv. What some places will do is they'll daven Mincha and Kabbalah Shabbos to make early Shabbos, and they'll daven Ma'ariv later on, Bezmano, later on in the evening, the people will come back to the shul, and that's because it's the people which are kaveyah to daven. The zmanim of these the minhagim and Eretz Yisrael, where a lot of them were the Tamidei Agro, and the Gro's mak was mak, but it's preferable, but according to him, the daven Ma'ariv b'yachidus rather than daven Ma'ariv before the zman. Okay, I would not suggest necessarily you do that, but the Shulchan Aruch pass is not like that, but that is the chumrah of the Gro. So now the Ramah added, you don't have to add, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Even though you daven Ma'ariv early, you don't repeat a second Shemoneh Esrei. You're definitely yotze to the Shemoneh Esrei, unless there's a person who's and he would daven two Ma'arivs because he's one out of the Chiyav and one out of Rishus on the Dava, because he's a person who's noig and precious in general. So the Mishnah Berurah says, take a look at the Bir Halacha Umiyu. That he's trying to figure out the language over here is, well, you actually spell. I mean, we told you, the Shulchan Aruch Lashon was daven Ma'ariv with them and repeat Shema again. Ramos says, but don't daven Ma'ariv again. Obviously, that the point of the Shulchan Aruch was daven Ma'ariv with them. So the point is over here is that's what he grapples with. What's your question, Svi? The Bir Halacha deals with the problem. Bir Halacha Dibur Maskil Umihu. The Bir Halacha deals with the problem. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon was, you should say Shema if the tzibur is davening early, so and you want to be makbid to daven later. So what you should do is still, if that's what the tzibur is doing, you should daven the Birchas Kriyashma Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. And later on, you'll repeat Kriya Shema again. It comes to Ramah. The Ramah says, however, don't daven Shemoneh Esrei again. So the problem is, it's the question which is challenging over here is that it's obvious. We said the point is you're davening Ma'ariv with them, so you're yotze Ma'ariv. So why should I think that you should daven with them again? Then I'm telling you, don't do that. That's the Bir Halacha's question. Okay. Even though the tzibur is makdim to daven before nighttime, you do not say Shemon Esrei again. Now, Lashon Makdim sounds like they go early. So, how early is early? You cannot daven Marv before Plaga Mincha. And Vihim Hikdim, if you did do so, lo yotza. If you davened before Plaga Mincha, you would have to go back and actually repeat all Birchus Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei as well. Okay. Again, we pointed out we do not do Mincha Marav in the same time slot, except for Beit Tzibur, where they have, where they're going to lose their Tzibur. Okay. If a person wants to daven Shemon Esrei again, so a person who is very commonly does many big midas of precious, etc., so he's allowed to, because for him it's not considered yura. But to repeat Kriya Shema again, that's not a rishon of yura. The line of Kriya Shema come out called poiskim skimming this man who says a kachavim. Because Kriya Shema, you have no real option of doing it early. So when you're repeating again, you're not doing it as a chumra, you're doing it as mikra din. Okay, his minhag is normally to daven, but dafka to wait till the proper time. Okay? So he wasn't planning to daven with them. He'll die. He's going to daven later, either b'yichidus according to the Gro, or because there's a later minyan. But he was with them. And Tobi Hiskel b'Birchus Kriya Shema. By mistake, he started b'Birchus Kriya Shema. So what do you do? So they say like this: Yigmar habrachas im Kriya Shema ad Shemon Esrei kadesh shelo yiyah bracha lebatala. Shemon Esrei lo yispala ba'imahem. So you say brachas Kriya Shema, all the brachas Kriya Shema, including the first two brachas beforehand, Hashem b'dvarim ariv aravim and avasalom. You'll say Shema and you'll say emes v'emuna and hashkivenu. Because once you started, you can't stop in the middle. But you will not daven Shemon Esrei. Because she gives the man Kriya Shema, Yikra Kriya Shema, B'lei Brachas, so he's probably in Matzibur. Then later on, when it comes the proper time, you'll repeat Shema again, and you'll daven Marav with the later minyan. Now, the reason why he says the lesson, you daven Marav with the later minyan, because again, his opinion was, if you don't, the Yikra, now it's a Gerah. If you're not coming in later on, you'll daven Marav with this Tzibur. So, what does it mean that this person is being daven like that? So, you told me there is a later minyan, and this person is makban normally to dafka daven with a later minyan, and now all of a sudden, by mistake, he started with the earlier minyan. So, that's the issue which we're dealing with over here. So, he's saying, finish off Birchus Kriya Shema, and don't daven Shemon Esrei until later on, you'll repeat Shema, and daven Shemon Esrei with the later minyan. Now he's Bedafka saying you should say Shema right before Shemon Esrei. And why do you say that? Like in our situation, the early minyan is Minchas davening at 8:25. They daven Shemon Esrei right away afterwards, or after learning for a few minutes. Zman to repeat Shema is about 8. It's about 9:30, and then the Shiva davens Shemon Esrei at 10. So anyway, he has to finish off. So finish up Birchus Kriya Shema with the Tzibur, and then at 9:30 he'll repeat Shema. And at 10 o'clock he'll go. He'll daven Shemon Esrei at the minyan. Why is that? You'd say Shema together with Shemon Esrei, because there's inyan of not when you're omer b'tefila, you should be omer b'tefila mitoch divrei Torah. So Shema has that second function, and it's there to act as a way to be introduced the Shemon Esrei, which is coming afterwards. So you'll repeat Shema right before Shemon Esrei, or shortly beforehand, and then you'll daven Shemon Esrei with the 10 o'clock minyan. Now we have the Akshav Enum Sama Gula Tfila. Now by doing so, he ends up, there's a gap between Gula and Tfila. The Tfila is Mana, Otif Mismich is Gula Tfila. So the answer is that since he's always not. So you're losing Smichas Gula Tfila. You daven Birkas Kriya Shema, and then you wait another hour and a half before you daven Marv. So that's right. It should not be some Gula Tfila. The answer is that Tfila Bismano is by Marv is stronger than the union of Smichas Gula Tfila. Okay. Sif Beis. Again, this is all talking about a person whose minig was always daven marav later on. But a person doesn't have that minig, and the tzibur is davening earlier, so he should not split the shonesrei and the riches kriyishma. Okay. Sif beis. Also lahatzul lechol chatzis shos samach lizman kriyishma shel arbis. Chazal recognized the fact that when you come in, the person starts eating, and then once he starts eating, he gets tired and he's going to fall asleep. So, if we allow them to start eating before saying Shema, he'll end up losing Shema in the evening. So Chazal said, already half an hour before the Zman, the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you can't start a meal. Im hiskol lechol achar shegiya zmano. If you did start a meal, once already it's a time for Shema, so lacha is, that mafsik recur kriyishma bala birchusel ubegir mesudosoi ahokat kari oisla birchusel mispalo. So a person started the iser, so he has to interrupt for mitzvahs deraisa. He doesn't have to interrupt for mitzvahs derabanan because they were not machayev him to interrupt his meal which he started the iser for their derabanans. So shema, which is deraisa, he has to interrupt. So he'll say shema. However, the derabanans of birchus kriyishma and shmonesrei, He'll do afterwards. So, he started be a sir. Once he started to eat, he's not mechuyev to interrupt and daven shmonesrei right now. Once he started, but it's only if he actually started. Not like we had before, that once you wash your hands, it's considered the meal started. For this halacha, it's only if he actually physically started eating. If he started the meal and he realizes if he finishes off the meal, he will not have time to daven. By the time the meal is over, like a person had to be out very late for some reason, and he came back and I'm starving. He starts eating and realizes, oh, man, not marv. So, I'll daven afterwards. You say, no, it's almost alois. It's pretty early in the morning, Alois. So in that situation, mafsik achlat tefila. So you'd have to interrupt for tefila as well. Okay. Tesayin. If you mute your phone, we won't hear the background noise. Okay. Also, Matam Shema Yimoshech Bisudosay. We're afraid that the person will get involved in his meal, and the meal will stretch out. And upon Gam Ken Bishina, he'll fall asleep. Forget the daven Seshma. Pil Lechol Kima Oser Kumokam Tima Baalma Mini Paris of Philopas Bekebe Ashori. Even if your plan is not to have a large meal, it's osur. But what Chazal defined as te'ima is mutter. So how much is te'ima? We said peiros is te'ima. Or bread, that the person is bedakka, limiting himself to the size of a kebeya of bread, and not more. We pointed out, that means one slice of rye bread for the middle of a two-pound loaf. One slice in the middle, that's a kebeya. So a person would just have that amount, that's mutter. He wants to have more than that, that's going to be ready. You can't do. Okay. You take a 2-pound loaf of rye bread from the bakery, and you pull out a slice in the middle of the loaf. That because those loaves, which the ones that come from the bakery, the ends are much smaller than the middle. You take a slice in the middle of the loaf, that's a kebeyu. Okay, so a person cannot start to eat, Yudzayan, with Lishan, he can't eat, go to sleep then either. If he'll die to rock Lishan Kima, he can't go to sleep. Even though he says, I'm just going to sleep for a few minutes, I'll shut my eyes for a few minutes, and I'll die Marv afterwards. You ever pray? Because I'm afraid that he'll shut his eyes for a few minutes, and then he'll fall into a heavy sleep and not wake up until after this man and lose Marv. So you can't go to sleep. Within the Osir Oz, Lassus, Kalamalachus, Mavuras, the Elba Simmerish, Lam Beis, whatever Chazal said by Mincha, you can't start because you're afraid you're going to get schlepped into and forget. That's true by Marv as well. Shem Dwar, Mahamavim, Lidei Pshia, these are things which cause a person to become careless and miss Tila. Now this is talking about Samach Lizman. He's talking about even already half an hour before Lizman. And obviously, once the time comes, you can't start doing something else. Say Shema. Now, that Chazal answered Achila and Shina even before this man, a half an hour before this man. But Malachas, which is not this man, is Kriya Shema yet. If you would want to start Malachas, according to the Rabbah, that would be Mutter. They don't have the same. See, why are you having difficulty hearing? Okay. Do you have Mishabur in front of you? Okay. So, it's much easier to follow when you have Mishabur in front of you. Okay. Now, Chazal answered Achila and Shina, because these two things, there's a very strong chashash, the person will end up missing Marav. So those are also not only once this amount of Kriya Shema comes, but even half an hour beforehand. But the other malachas which you mentioned before, other things which are usher, which you mentioned before, in Reish Lama Beis, person going to the bursiki or taking a haircut, because we're saying over here they did not usher it half an hour before the Zman, they only usher it once the Zman comes. Because they're not at the same level of concern. That's what the Rabbah argues. Miu, to learn during that half an hour period, we definitely can be rely that that's mutter. Okay. Not only is it mutter, it's actually a mitzvah. Of course, Omer B'Shaz, the Mora says that the correct way to daven Marav is to learn beforehand. The Mora says, quote, or at least a semi quote, Adam Bar Minasada Be'erav Nichlus Beis Knesses. Actually, that's a direct quote. So Morrison comes back from his work and says he's not allowed to eat, so he's not going to go home and go to eat. So he'll go straight to Beis Medrash, Beis HaKnesses, and he'll learn a little bit, and then he'll daven Marav, and then say Kriya Shema and then daven Marav. So you see that Chazal said, learn, and that the correct order of what's supposed to happen is that your davka is supposed to learn. Not just it's mutter, but that's the appropriate thing to do. That's talking about before the Zman of Kriya Shema. But Giyah Zman Kriya Shema, also Aflum or Kishum Yispalel Bebesa B'yochid. The person is davening B'yochid, the person should not be learning during that time slot. Imamar L'chaber She'en Eloimed, she has Kireno, she Yispalel Mutter. But if you make a Shomer to remind you, and it's a person who, the more it says, it's just this idea of Arva Tzarech, that your guarantor needs a guarantor. Now, why should you feel the Shomer is reliable? So if the Shomer is doing the same thing as well, he's also learning, he's not reliable. Because you're the same way, we're afraid you're going to get involved in learning, we're afraid he's going to get involved in learning. So, but if he's not, he's not getting involved in anything which will distract him, then you can rely on a Shomer. And I think I mentioned to you that if Scheinberg says that nowadays you would accomplish the same thing by making an alarm which, when it rings, it indicates why it's ringing. So the nature of people is to look at the alarm and see why it's ringing, and they will respond to it. But we also pointed out that it has to be set to go off right when you're going to get up and daven. So this way you won't Let's go back to learn some more, and then I'll daven, because then we're afraid that he'll get involved in learning and forget the daven.
Okay. Fine. If a person sets an alarm, so that's like a shomer. So the point is, when the shomer reminds you, you immediately respond to the reminder. So that's a valid way of doing it. But if you ignore the reminders, you know what? Okay, I heard the alarm. I know it reminded me about my Maariv. I'm going to go back and learn a few minutes. I'm going to go back to learning for a few minutes, and then I'll do Maariv. So now you're Osir, because you're learning without a reminder to remind you to do Maariv. So when you're going to set that alarm or have the shomer remind you, you have to respond to the reminder of the shomer or of the alarm immediately, with interrupting what you're learning, or in that case, talking about eating, interrupt it and go daven. Okay. He says, because I'll ask you beforehand, we don't necessarily say the shir is a half an hour, according to the Taz. However, the other Achronim agree with the Shulchan Aruch that the measurement, he brings up the here, a list on the bottom, they say that no, it's a half an hour already. It's called Aleka Elachatzi Shah, also the Haskel Aleka. There's only half an hour left from where you are till the time for Maariv, you can't start eating at that point in time. If you have something to act as a shomer, not only is it mutter during the half an hour period, but it's even mutter once his man came. You know, so you know what? I'm really so hungry. I want to eat something now. I'll go down Maariv afterwards. We're afraid you're going to forget. I point someone who's not eating, so he's not going to get distracted by himself to remind me to daven Maariv. So then that's mutter. You say it's a half an hour. Samach l'zman kriyas shma shel arvis. Now, when is zman kriyas shma shel arvis? Hanu sabu l'seitz kachavim. That means someone l'seitz kachavim. Which we had a disagreement exactly when that is, but okay, fine. Whatever that is, whatever you hold, that half an hour beforehand is problematic. So, again, Motzi Shabbos, the person did not eat Shoshudas yet. So he wanted to eat Shoshudas. Oh, 1 second, it's pretty close to the Tzeis. It's already half an hour before Tzeis. You can't wash and eat. So that's what we're saying. Even so, even on Shabbos, it's going to be Motzi Shabbos to mean Shoshudas. You can't start then. Vine, Mr. Burris, Reis Adites, Sivkot and Olive, Mashuk Savna Bazet. And Mr. Burris takes you to look at what he wrote over there, that that there is actually dealing with the issue. So sure, the issue is eating before Havdalah is also a problem. Okay. Okay, so like this: person daven Maariv early from plag. She said, "You know, take it. You know, I come home. I want to start eating my meal. You know, I haven't eaten Shema yet. The Shema that I said before was not Shema that I'm yetzer with, so l'chor I can't start my meal. So it's nice to daven Maariv beforehand, or before already. But am I allowed to say Shema then? I mean, am I allowed to start eating then when I haven't said Shema? So we're going to have to read Shema again, but we're going to allow you to eat before you repeat Shema a second time. That's what the Chornim is saying. I think it's a Taz. The Taz actually says, because we can rely on that you will say Kriya Shema before you go to bed. And Kriya Shema Lamito, you'll be Yotze with your Chiyuv to repeat Shema. So he's going with opinion that Kriya Shema Lamito would work. Lachar, that's only true if you read all three Parshias. And even that, not everybody agrees with him. Tehillah Shor Tzina Chav Dalet. He brings over here a Tazim Magad Ram B'Shem and Zeh. Both the Tazim Magad Ram over here are Mekel for the person once they daven Maariv to start the meal, even though they have not repeated Shema yet. So when they say Mazayin, Tazim Magad Ram LaHakram B'Zeh. So later on, Magen Rom says by the Maariv of Shabbos that if you make early Shabbos, you have to be makbid. If you're going to start your meal once already, it's a half an hour within the zman of saying Shema, you're not allowed to start the meal then. Even though you're ready daven, but you didn't say Shema, you need to repeat Shema. So you can't start to eat. That's the system which we have over here. You can't start to eat if you have the chiyuv of Shema awaiting you. So a person makes early Shabbos and he comes home, you know, it's already, the time he starts the meal, the time of the meal for Shabbos' purpose is pasha, it would be dinner, it would be tolling in Kiddush, 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 Makom Suda. Starting the meal for Friday night meal for these halachas, the definition of starting the meal would be Kiddush. Even though you didn't wash and you didn't eat bread yet, but since Kiddush is connected to Makom Suda, so it's called your maskil. Once you said Kiddush, they daven, you know, one of these early minyanim, which is not necessarily totally in plag. It was a little later, so they come home and it's ready a little bit after shkia, and they schmooze around a little bit. So okay, let's start Kiddush. You look at the clock; it's a half an hour before the zman to repeat Shema. So are you allowed to start a meal then? So what do we do? So he's saying over here, we're bringing that the Taz and Magarim are going to be Mekel. Because it's not actual Zaman Kriya Shema yet, it's just Samuch. He's saying with the Magad Ram later on, and Reis HaMazayin is saying, no, you can't start the meal then. You can't start a meal when you have a Chiyuv to reach Shema. You can't start a meal within Samuch. I used the Shema earlier. The Shema you said earlier doesn't help you. It's, you're not yet doing that Shema. It's too early. So you can't start. But over here he's saying that the Taz and Magad Ram are allowing you to start. However, once this mamish came already, if you haven't started the meal by that point in time, you cannot start the meal until you say Shema. Okay. Now take a look at the Charetzi and the Chafe. So, you have to be very careful with this. Person is careful in mitzvahs, he's Yerushalayim. Should be careful with this issue. Not to start the meal within the Zman for Shema. The Kriya that you read earlier was too early. Sure, according to the Gro says you're not Yerushalayim Shema before at all, so you're not yet to Shema at all, so you can't eat. So really, person, I don't advise the people dilly-dallying when they, you know, if they make early Shabbos, they come home, they just start the meal as expediently as possible, or not to get involved in this issue of Shema. Now, once you start the meal beheter, you're not mechuyav to interrupt for Shema, you're allowed to finish the meal, bench, and then say Shema. If you started the meal within a half an hour time period, so according to the Tazim we're going to run over here, that's mutter. So you're not mechuyev to interrupt your meal. But according to the Gra, you'll be mechuyev to interrupt your meal because you started b'yisr. That's called starting b'yisr. So in that situation, when the Zman for Shema comes, a person would be mechuyev, according to them, to interrupt their meal and repeat Shema. They started beheter before that time, so then they're not mechuyev to interrupt. Once they start a beheter, they can finish the meal first and then repeat Shema afterwards. Fine. Let's go back to. Okay, now, chaf. Hiskul lechol, after the Zman came. That applies to the half an hour time slot as well. So once the Zman comes, you have to interrupt and say Shema. Mafsik. You're not allowed to continue. miyad, kibin the kriya shema deraisa, since it's deraisa, so a person starts a meal be'isr in a conflict to the mitzvah deraisa, he's mechuyav to interrupt his meal and do the mitzvah deraisa. Okay. But if the person started beheter, he started before and half an hour before it says. So since you started beheter, I feel the kriyash ma'ena mafse, kol sheyesh shos likra l'acha gemar sudosa, kanab asimen ayin. As long as there's enough time after the meal to finish, which in the average case, you know, the person not having the meal go through the whole night, but so since you started beheter, you're not mechuyav to interrupt. And you'll say it afterwards. But he's started beheter, so he's mechuyav to interrupt to say Shema, but he's not mechuyav to interrupt and actually daven all of Marv, because that's the Rabbanan. Because I will not mechayev you, even though you started beheter, because I did not mechayev you to interrupt to do the Rabbanan of saying Birchus Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei. You do that later on after the meal. Okay, so you interrupt your meal. You start a beer, so you interrupt your meal, you say Shema. You don't say Birchus Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei. You finish your meal, and after the meal, you'll say Birchus Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei. Okay. Adam, what are you saying? Okay, it's an interesting question. Calls man, you're in the meal, so you have no chi, and you said it beheter. It's as if you don't have a chi with Shema right now. So right now, the mitzvah in front of you is to finish off the meal and say Shema and say benching, and then after that, is when your mitzvah of Shema comes into effect. It's the case you started beheter. Okay. Chaf Gimel Alba Ein Tzorich. The Rambam says you do not need to interrupt your meal in order to daven Shemon Esrei. Alba Ein Tzorich. Commercial customer Makaber. He doesn't have to say the Kriya Shema, but the Lechud Bla Brachos with the Shemon Esrei. Shem Heim Rak Min Rabbanon. By the Hadar Shmono. Rambam Shem the Rotsa L'Sayim Avu. Now the Rambam basically just said the same point as the Shulchan Aruch. He said you don't have to interrupt your meal for Birchus Kriya Shema or for Shemon Esrei. You only have to interrupt your meal for Shema, but not for the other ones. No, you're not mechuyav to interrupt for Tehillah B'Sibur. The Chazal are not mechuyav to interrupt. Now, if you ask, is it advisable to interrupt? Yes, it's advisable because there's the benefit of davening Tehillah B'Sibur. But that's the din of Rabbanan. The Chazal are not mechuyav you. Even if you said a beister, they were not mechayev you to interrupt your meal to do that. What the Rambam adds, if you did not start, even though you washed your hands, that's not for this purpose. Even though we had for Reish Lamed Beis, for the purposes over there, washing your hands is called Haskolas Hasuda. And you're not mechayev to interrupt the Mincha. But over here, for this purpose, is if a person just washed their hands, that's not considered hiskel, and a person would have to stop and go daven. Avo pishon noto yodav chol talit. Hano av sheyesh oid shows harbali spal. You're not going to miss the time for davening. You have plenty of time to daven. Nachrina le sheyavsik. We say, I'm sorry, you start to be a sir, you have to stop. Or you're about to start Be'ezer, you can't do this, you can't go and do a Be'ezer. Now, well, don't hit the Bassam of the Mincha, then a Master Bidiavidim Kernel to Yodu. He said, by Mincha, if you wash your hands, you're not Machuyev to stop. So why by Mincha are you not Machuyev to stop, and by Marav, you are Machuyev to stop? Kavurli Abbasimation of Be'ez, the Mincha Kimid is Manamut, Mirsa Sulay also the Mifshah. So the Chumrah creates a kula, since people know that it's a limited amount of time. So we're not afraid that the nature is the person's going to get so schlepped in. So we're going to say, you know what? You started already, finish it off, and we'll do it after. Are you going to forget? We're not afraid you're going to forget, because the back of your mind, you're always worried about it.
You have the whole night time. So people, wow, I've got the whole night time, plenty of time. So there are people, because you don't tell me also the Mipsha, I'm afraid that he'll make a mistake. He'll say, you know what? I have a whole long night ahead of me. So that's what Chazal were afraid of. The Hakil calls Manchli Hiskel Bechila Atzma Matzrichinu Leila Hafsek Afshinu Tayadim. So then we say, I'm sorry, you didn't start eating yet. You washed your hands. That's very nice. You cannot start a meal now. Anyway, we will interrupt you and allow you to start the meal. Now, Zadim Shaburah, what happened to Bracha Batala? V'davka Shalabir Chadayim Al Tisidayim. It's talking about you didn't make the Bracha Al Tisidayim yet. So there's no Bracha Batala issue. Avim Kor Berach Al Tisidayim, Nachin Shalayavsi. Here, the person should not interrupt because he said Al Tisidayim. So what do you do? He will say a moitzi, eat a kazayas, and then put the meal on pause, because again, he's not supposed to, because our Machai wouldn't interrupt. So you can't continue your meal. Excuse me. So we say that you will start the meal, eat a kazayas, and then interrupt. Now, why kazayas? Because if a person eats a meal and he doesn't eat a kazayas, so his bracha of alim tisadayim is levatala. Person eats a meal and he eats a kebeya, more than right, so kebeya. Everybody agrees that it's definitely not levatala. So he said alim tisadayim and he ate a kebeya. I'm chibas alim tisadayim on a kazayas. That's a machlokes. So a person, but since we have over here, we have argument the other way around, that you're not allowed to eat right now, so we're trying to balance the issue to eat with the chiyuv to go and finish, eat your, go and daven. Now let's hold it here, because people have to go to Mincha. So holding really in the middle of this, Mishabura, Sivkot, and Chavdalet, we'll pick up from there, Bez Hashem, on Sunday. Sivkot, get back to me, let me know if Sunday works. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.